Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I have a confession to make. I like animals more than I like people. Some people get really bent out of shape about that. I don't really think it's that surprising at all. It's not that I don't care about people. It's not that I want people to have shitty lives. It's not that I wish ill on people. I just enjoy animals much more than I like people. There's a lot of reasons for that. One, I don't fight with animals. Two, animals aren't dicks to me. Three, I never feel like shit when I'm around animals. Four, doesn't matter how shitty a day I've had or how fucking crazy I go when my fucking favorite baseball team loses, the animals aren't going to give a shit and they're going to walk up to me and they're going to be super fucking excited every time I'm in their presence. Nobody that I've ever come across has ever loved me being around more than a fucking animal has. Doesn't matter if it was the ferrets, doesn't matter if it was my cats, doesn't matter if it was any dogs I've known in my lifetime, and it doesn't even matter if it's your dog. My fucking cousin's dogs, my fucking friend's dogs, those motherfuckers loved me. My fucking sister's dog, I fucking go over there, I'm hanging out with that motherfucker more than I'm hanging out with anybody else. I see Cooper, I get down on my fucking hands and knees, and we just chat, you know, licks my face a little bit. Hey, buddy, what's going on? And he tells me, he's like, yeah, this fucking sucks, huh? Can't I get the fuck out of here? I'm like, dude, look, it's a fucking kid's birthday party. What do you expect, boss? We gotta hang for a little while, though. But I just fucking love them. I just fucking love animals. I just can't get enough. And when I examine my life now, I have been divorced officially for a year and a half? Officially, yeah. I've been officially divorced for a year and a half, but my ex-wife actually left 2.5 years ago. Officially fucking single and dateless for well over a year at this point. Not married or involved in a serious relationship in 2.5 years. And as a result of that, I've started doing things that I never thought possible. That I probably shouldn't even be telling you. Because it's not something that I would walk the streets and tell somebody. It's not something that I should even really feel comfortable telling anybody. But I'm going to record it and put it out on the fucking internet for all to hear. I went shopping today for birthday presents for my cats. My cats' birthdays are in early August, a couple days after mine. I actually know when they were born because my ex-wife used to work at a vet's office, so she would bring home various animals for us to foster all the time. So my cats came home like in August of 2006. They didn't even have their fucking eyes open yet. Somebody like dumped them off in a fucking alley because they're pieces of shit. And my ex took them home and we raised these fucking cats. It's the closest my ex and I ever were to actually having kids. We had to fucking bottle feed them every 4 hours. So we're like waking up in the middle of the night, taking turns bottle feeding fucking cats. Here is a fact that many of you probably don't know and don't want to know about fucking baby cats. But I'm going to tell you right now because I had to fucking live this shit. Baby cats can't piss and shit on their own. They can't do it. So you gotta bottle feed the cats. You know, you're heating up fucking formula and shit, and you're holding the cat and you're fucking bottle feeding them. And you might think that's adorable. And it was. But then you had to take like a paper towel and get it wet, and you had to rub their fucking crotch. I'm rubbing fucking cat assholes and penises and vaginas, and then they piss and shit all over you. That's what they do. That's legitimate. That's what you have to fucking do with baby cats. Typically what happens is if they have their fucking mom there, their mom licks their assholes and stimulates them going to the bathroom. But since they didn't have a fucking mom and their eyes weren't fucking open, you had to fucking do that for a while. It was a couple weeks of that shit. Bottle feeding these guys and getting shit and pissed on. That's serious business. I feel I've gone too far down the rabbit hole. Back to the actual gift giving. I went out to the store, to the pet store, and I had like an idea in mind. I'm going to get them a cat bed. I don't know why, because they're not going to fucking use it. And guess what? It's home and they don't fucking use it. I'm going to get them a couple things of treats. And I'm going to get them a new feather toy. Because they fucking destroyed the last couple of them. And they fucking like feather toys. So I got that shit. I'm super fucking excited about it. And here's the debate I'm having in my head. This is fucking true. This is the legitimate debate I'm having in my head. Should I wrap them? Should I wrap up that shit? Oh my God. What the fuck is happening to me? I had to tell myself, buddy, they're not going to unwrap that shit. A dog might unwrap that. Dog might rip that shit apart. Cats? Nah, cats aren't going to do that. They'll lay on it because they lay on shit. They're not going to unwrap the gifts. Then I'm driving home and I'm thinking, should I just give them to them now? It's a little early. It's a couple days before their birthday. Should I give it to them now? Oh, man, how far have I fallen? And this might be the most embarrassing part about it. I didn't wrap them. I didn't wait. I was so excited about the gifts that I showed them as soon as I got home. And I like called out to them when I walked through the door. Like, guys, Simon Finley, take a look at this. Take a look at this. I got a new feather toy. I got a cat bed. Look at these snacks. Look at this shit. And then they looked at it and they sniffed it. And then they looked at me and then they just laid on the ground. God damn it. You're making me feel like I'm married again. Not giving a shit about my gifts. But I'm not ashamed of it. I should be, and I shouldn't tell you, but I stand by it. I guess what I'm also saying is I stand by being single. Because if any ladies hear this, that will not change. You can catch me every Sunday and Wednesday. Those are the new episode days. Follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can check out the new Facebook videos I've been putting up. The actual fucking episode is right there on Facebook if you're my Facebook friend. It's on Podbean too. Every episode is there on the actual website or the app. You can follow me on Apple Pods and Google Play.